Grace and peace to you. God blesses to you. Thank you again for joining us for another time of When Heaven Speaks with Pastor Z. I pray that each of you are well. We've so enjoyed this week of messages from the Gospel according to Luke, and we're not done yet. It will continue to move forward. Let us pray. God, thank you for you're the Father who restores. You're the Father who heals. You're the Father who set free. Thank you that we can call you Abba Father, which art in heaven. Restore the courage to return to someone today. Heal our fears of rejection. May this moment become a turning point for many who are listening in Jesus' name. Amen. We again are on day five, talking and dealing with one of my favorite books and chapters in the Bible. That is Luke, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 15. And we've been talking about how Jesus had a passion for things that were lost, for those who were overlooked and the outcast. And he yet still called them. We started off that he ate dinner with sinners, and the religious people had issues with that. Then we talked about how a shepherd lost one sheep. He left the 99, went after the one sheep. When he found the one sheep, he picked the one sheep up, put him on his shoulder, and carried him back. He didn't beat the sheep up, but he celebrated because the sheep that was lost is now found. Then Luke talks about a parable of a woman who lost a coin, and the coin was lost in the house. Although it was lost, it still didn't lose its value. There are some people today, God said, you've been lost long enough, but you have not lost your value. And the woman kept searching until she found that coin that was lost. And when she found it, she called forth her friends and declared to them, let's celebrate, for that which was lost is now found. And the word of God says, the angels in heaven rejoice when one sinner repents, for the one that was lost that is now found triggers a response in heaven when heaven speaks. As we continue day four, we discuss don't be damaged by the pig pen. It progressed. It went from a sheep to a coin, then to a boy, a young man who asked of his father of his inheritance. This is Luke chapter 15. And when he gave his son his inheritance, the younger of the two sons, the younger son went to a far distant country, spent all he had on riotous living. He was what we call church boys going wild, a part of a sitcom, a part of a show. But in the midst of that, amen, he got connected with the citizens of that country when he spent all he had, and that country went through a famine. The citizen of that country gave him a job of feeding the swine, one of the worst jobs he could do. And in that moment of famine, in that moment of need, in that moment of want, he almost got damaged by the pig pen. I don't know what pig pen you've been in, but don't let your season and your situation stress you out. Don't let your season and your situation cause you to be damaged and not move forward in God. Now we're at day five. Day five. I mean, again, Luke 15, verse 17 says, when the boy came to himself, again, when we ask the question, if he came to himself, then who was he? Who had he been? Who had he been programmed and been dictated to be based on his situation? But the great thing is, Luke 15, verse 17 is where we pick it up here. The story continues with the prodigal son. When he came to himself, Luke 15, verse 17, I read it for you. Don't have to worry about turning there. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father. I want you to know the first thing he did was said, I can't stay here. Can you say that after me? I can't stay here. Why stay here and die when you can live? This boy said, I will arise and I just won't move. I just won't be just doing movement, but I'm going in the direction of where I came from. Somebody's hearing the clarion call today that come back home. Home is a waiting for you. Home is a place where in which you belong. This boy, when he came to himself and realized, I've been living a lie. I've been living a life that was not meant for me, he went back to his father. He went back to the one who helped create him. God is calling someone today to come back home, to come back to the father, the one who had original purpose for your life. And notice what it said in verse 18, I will arise, go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. He then acknowledged not just I'm going to move in the direction of my father, but I'm going to acknowledge that I was wrong. I'm going to honor him as my father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against heaven. And then he says, and I sin against you. Point number two here is as you get up and move, come back with a repentant heart. Come back with the thoughts of, hey, it's not no one else, but it's me. You ever heard that song? It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Hey, take accountability and take ownership that it's me. And when he said, I've sinned against you and I sinned against heaven, those were so true statements. And the father listened to him. But notice the third thing he said. He says, and I am no longer worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. He had been damaged by the pig pen. He lost his identity. Don't get to the place that you no longer want to be a son. Although you were born a son, you don't allow your season to determine who you are. Seasons and situations will come, but it's not defining who you are. It's just showing you where you need to get back to. Somebody here today, you're listening to this podcast, and you need to be reminded that my situation don't determine my destination. I am who God said I am. He said to his father, I'm no longer worthy to be called thy son. Make me as a hired servant. And he arose and did these things. But when he was a great way away, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and began to kiss him. Home is waiting for you. Home is saying, come home, come back. The father had an eager anticipation that my son, although he was lost, he's coming back home. Notice in that Jewish culture that, amen, men wore long garments. Men, amen, didn't reveal their legs. But in this situation, this father was anticipating for his son to tashabah. That's the Greek word for to turn. His son was anticipating, the father was anticipating for the son to come back home. And in the moment, he saw his son from a distance. That let me know he was waiting. That let me know he was eager. That let me know he was sitting literally at the tip of his chair saying, I'm expecting my son to come. He's looking through his blinds and through his shades saying, and through his curtains saying, my son is coming home. When he saw his son from a distance, he runs out, forgets about his culture, forgets about what people would say, didn't care about that because he said, my son that was lost is on his way back home. He runs out, hugs and kisses his son to let him know, I miss you. I want to tell you something today. God is waiting for you to return. God is eager for you to come home. He's eager to run to you. When you run to God will run to you, and he will show you that home has been waiting for you. Home is ready for you. Home is calling you. And as this began to happen, he ran to him. God doesn't just wait to scold him, but he runs to restore him. He's running to restore you. He's running to bring you to a place back in him. And this is what he said. The boy says to his father what he had rehearsed in his head. He says, I've sinned against heaven. The father says, yes, you're right. He said, I've sinned against you, father. The father says, yes, you're right. He then says, I'm no longer worthy to be called a son. That's when the father had to trump him, had to override him, had to remind him, although you've been in that pig pen, although you've been in a situation, you're still my son. I want someone to listen today. to hear God's voice. Here's what heaven is saying. Hear what heaven is saying. You're still my son. And the father stops him in the middle of his sentence. You're still called. You're still chosen. You're still appointed. You're still my blood. You're still who I've been waiting to come back home. You need to hear that today. And when the son returned, and when the son repented, the father restored. I believe God is looking to restore you. He's looking to show you who you really are. The son says, make me a hired servant. Don't forget, he was damaged by the pig pen. Make me a hired servant. The father said, no, I'm going to show you what a servant looked like. He called forth his servant. He said, servant, bring me the best robe. Bring me a ring. Bring me sandals to put on his feet because I'm tired of him not, amen, thinking on his head. I want you to bring me what it is to restore him back to his rightful place. God is looking to restore you. This is your day of restoration. This is your day God has marked for a miracle with your name on it. You tune in at the right time to hear what God has to say. The father covered him. The robe covered the son's mess and passed. Grace is still the covering that God has put on you. And that's what God wants to do. Here's your challenge today. If you strayed away, if you turn back on God, if you have lost your way and your destiny, speak this aloud with me. Say after me, I am still a child of God. Come on, say it again. I am still a child of God. If someone you love has strayed, speak this over them. They are still a child of God. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for your grace that outruns our guilt. We say yes to coming home in every way. We ask you to forgive us and to cleanse us and to restore us and to not allow us to be damaged by the pig pen. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings again to you. What an awesome time in the Word of God. Do remember, home, come home. The door is still open. God is waiting on you. Look, you may want to email us to let us know you're coming home. I want to give you our personal email address, mylotva@gmail.com. Again, mylotva@gmail.com. One more time, mylotva@gmail.com. Email us if you received Christ, if you've been restored, if you've been encouraged by these podcasts that we have delivered to you on this week. This is your time. This is your season. God is calling you home when heaven speaks. I'm Pastor Z here. Have an amazing day on purpose.